Okay, I think where we are, I think Lonnie's given that a couple of times, and that Brian still wants the working group. So I think that there are no other volunteers for the working group, so Lonnie's position is that he'll bring those four things to us that we all need to keep in mind, that the very question that you have, Brian, in terms of, you know, what is the real, you know, what exactly are we doing in terms of investments for the network and the optimum in terms of how we're allocating our asset
yeah.
allocation. So, and that's what we want for him. And Lonnie said he can do that for the next meeting. And so it'll be a working group of one, Lonnie. And
right.
and then we can move on that, and we should be ready by the 20th. But in the meantime, perhaps we can use this as a motion, perhaps, to say that this is something that we were looking at, and to inform the board in the report, the finance report. Do you want to do that?
Well,
Brian?
I think it should.
Go ahead. Uh-huh.
I think it should be something you note in the committee's report.
Okay, fine.
That we're looking at, and if Lonnie's got something further, he can you know, indicate that. But it should definitely come out in our report that we've asked for this to be something that's.
Okay. May we have a time check, Sandra? Okay.
She's there.
She's on mute. Okay, so is there any other discussion on this? Okay.
This is Brian.
Sure.
Just
I'm so sorry. I feel really stupid. This
no.
is I'm unmuted now, and it is now 9:42 Houston time.
9:42?
Uh-huh.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Okay.
Just real quickly, I'm not actually dying to have a working group. What I'm dying to have is a policy. So if that's created at a staff level, that's totally fine with me. But my principal concern here in terms of us being fiscally responsible is that when a large check that needs to be invested comes in, that we have a plan for where it's going, that we've had a discussion about what our financial goals are and how to invest that money to meet those goals in a way that's concurrent with our social values. And I think that discussion could take a while. So
particularly since we have started to deal
now.
With the contradictions. What's that? Particularly since we'd have to deal with the contradictions of the system of capitalism. This crowd, I could see that being a long discussion.
I'd also like a working group on the contradictions inherent in the system of capitalism.
So they distribute it all to the poor.
I think that everyone considers themselves poor then. But okay, well, is there any other discussion? So we also want to look at the policy. So, and in terms of staff or Lonnie as CFO, I mean, he can present what he believes the policy to be.
That's the discussion.
Right. Okay. So, and then that's for the April 20th meeting. Okay. Thank you. So, is there any other discussion on this? Thank you. Okay, and the next was the National Capital Campaign. Was that Baruti who had suggested that we move that to the next meeting? But perhaps there should be a note on that also in the Finance Committee report that's something that the Finance Committee was looking at and will include it on the agenda for the next meeting, or how else should we address this or inform the PNB?
I moved that it be delayed, and I agree that it should be listed in the things we're working on.
Baruti?
Oh, no, I was just saying it wasn't me that...
Oh, I'm sorry. who was it? Was it Dave? Oh, anyway. Okay, great. Okay, and so the time now is 9:40.
It is now 9:45.
Okay. excuse me. Pardon me. The next agenda item was... That's what happens when you do... we're going to review year-to-date financials. So the question is that people who have looked at the financials, are there some burning things that we can talk about for the next 10 minutes or so? Or how should we move forward on the financials discussion?
Can I bring up the variances that I
noticed? Can you be very brief and just speak to them and tell us where it is? So we're
I summarized them in my CFO report, but there's three or four that I'm concerned about, and I will be brief.
Okay, just a second. Let me just, does everyone have their, I printed out the report. I think I actually filed it here. I have, does everyone have the, is this the newest one? Did you, the other one, no, it's basically the same, I think, because I tried to copy it. I think it's it, and I already downloaded it. Oh, so does everyone have a copy of the Lonnie's CFO report?
Jane, yeah. I'd like to get on the stack.
Who's that?
This is Jane. I'd like
okay,
to
Jane. Okay, Jane. Okay, you want to go first before Lonnie starts?
Yeah, just okay. A quick thing. In this spreadsheet, you have a page, February 06 fund drive results.
Yeah.
You show the goal results and the variance. This just reminds me of something that's come up at our among our finance committee members, and I think it's come up here on our national calls, is a desire to see the number of days in a drive. Is that something that you keep in the national office where you could produce some comparative charts for us that show in the February drive, you know, the winter drive for the last 3 or 4 years, where we see comparison of this year versus last year for the same information you provided, the fund drive results, but also the number of days. Do you keep that nationally?
No, at the present time, I don't do that. It's local in terms of number of days. I track the dollars, but not the days, actually.
Okay. That was it.
I agree. It would be nice to have that information. But general managers and certainly fund developers should be able to provide that.
Yeah, they will, I'm sure.
Okay.
But I do think that we've kind of touched on that at our committee, national committee meeting also.
Okay. So do we want to have someone request that information as a project and then report that in?
I think we have too much on our table right now. Just
okay. All right. Would you proceed, Lonnie?
Well, I since the January report was done, I've also done February, and I did February on an estimated basis. I did send that out this morning.
Mm.
And what I did do is I compared January and February because people on the board wanted at the board meeting to have, you know, February, it felt that would be more current information. They don't vary too much. So I've actually compared in my February report, compared it to what was reported in January. But I'm just going to talk about two or three big variances, and then we can go into questions. And that is around listener support. And as I reported in January, listener support showed a variance where we were not going to make our budget in terms of listener support. Would be about 1.5% away from what we wanted, and that's a couple of $100,000. In February, that situation has not improved, and we are going to be over 2% away from our listener support goals. And don't know what to do. You all know that the theme, radio itself is suffering from reduced revenues and reduced audiences, and we are in the throes of that. Despite that, we are holding our own. So the variance of total income, I'm looking, reading from February, just so we have so I can give you the most up to date, is that in the area of listener support, in 2004 we had $11,856,000. In 2005, listener support is $12,381,000, and I'm about 12.4, and my forecast says it will be about 12.482, about $80,000 difference for 05. So we're very flat on listener support compared to 05, but we will miss budget. Our budget was 12.8, and it looks like we're coming around 12.5, round off to $482,500, so we're $361,000 away from our goal, our budgeted goal in listener support, 2.8% variance. Revenue as a whole is on target because it's made up in other areas. I think there's time to do something about it. The stations, of course, in the last drive did increase their days. in order to even meet these goals. So several stations had to go a day or two out in order to come up to the budget figures. And as you can see, even doing that, we as a network are still 360,000, 200,000, choose a number, 250,000 away in the listener support area, even though we make a good part of it up in other areas. That's the important figure from where I sit, because revenue is so crucial. We have been this year able to reduce our expenses to offset that reduced revenue. And as I said before, it's come because our legal expenses are down and because our benefit costs didn't go up by nearly as much as they normally do, and our salaries didn't go up by nearly as much as they normally do. And in the cash and capital area, we simply we're not planning to spend money on some capital improvements that we were planning, and that's how we sort of balance the budget on balance. And I'm projecting to September 30th. So that's a quick reprise of where we stand at the fifth month, that is to say February. Now, that said, and I'll finish, it's oncoming expenses for next fiscal year that are really of concern. We've got new expenses coming up next fiscal, and next fiscal is now, and I'll be reporting out in June for an October budget. We're in the budget process. And that means that stations will have to start to look the budget for elections, start to look the budget for programming, budget for bylaws, budget for FSRN, budget for legal national Spanish language programming. Next year's budget will be difficult to balance. It's easy to see that it will be a difficult budget to balance because many new costs are going to show up in the budgeting process for next year that are not in this year. So that's something that we'll have to discuss in the Finance Committee as the priorities come in and as the new budget process comes in. Now, you know, by the end of the month of April, we will be there in terms of starting to discuss the draft budgets.
Okay. So, Lonnie, so you've just given us a heads up in terms of what to expect for 2007. But right now the concern is listener support and the number of days of fundraising and what we need to – and so evolve out of this is that what we are doing to address that this year. So is that one of the items that you plan to, I know I read over this when you sent it out like a couple of weeks ago, but is that some of the things that we will address each station perhaps or
each station?
In terms of just number of days and listener support or how will this be addressed at the PNB, meeting?
I'm just going to bring it up.
Mm-hmm.
So that PNB will be aware that this spring drive is a critical drive.
Okay.
If listener support drops even more so at any given station, then that creates a long summer as we try to make it on through October, which is our longest period of being cash short. That means that some stations may have to do summer drives that didn't plan to do them.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll have to either extend the days in the spring drive, plan to do a summer drive, or plan to begin the fall drives early. So that's the choices that they'll have. Or look to reducing expenses in the short term even. Certainly looking to reduce expenses for the budget that they'll be working on during this period for next year. Okay?
Okay. Yeah. All right. Are there questions, comments?
Dave, I have a couple things.
Sure. Go ahead.
We really need a long-term sustainability plan that maybe involves long-term reductions, and that goes to the question of which positions we staff. What are we paying people to do? Are we paying them to produce programming, or are we paying them to support a broader number of people who are producing stuff? I feel like the Red Queen in Through the Looking Glass. You run faster and faster to stay where you are. So we had that experience in KPFK. We had to go a couple of extra days. Now, part of that was explained by the fact that we did two holidays during that drive, Valentine's Day and the ever-popular President's Day. But it's still, you know, throughout the drive, it was desolate. You know, we usually average, I think, 85 per day, or 85 per day, and 70.
Dave, you sound like you're underwater.
Oh, I'm sorry. Well, so, let me see. Is this better?
You caught him in
yeah.
the bathtub.
much better.
Yeah. The point is that basically we're working harder and harder to stay even, and we need a plan for sustainability. We started into this. We experienced this big expansion, but I just don't know if we can keep it up. And I don't know how or where. I guess it's got to come from the national staff. You know, Lonnie and Greg and have got to start thinking, you know, and convening discussions about what's our long-term plan. Is it to constantly try and increase revenue to support the structure we have, or do we need a more sustainable structure? I know that's a big philosophical statement, and I think I've said it before, but I thought I'd reiterate that, you know, with the structure we have, it sucks money.
Okay. Other points, questions? Okay, then.
Can we ask questions about specific stations?
Oh, please. Yes.
Yeah, Lonnie, I don't know. I heard you mention something about legal and professional fees, but like at BAI, we seem to be running way ahead there. I mean, this might be an executive session question. Is it? You know, as to why we're running so far ahead there.
I mean, why are you showing a positive there?
No.
Or showing a negative.
Yeah, I'm showing a negative variance, yeah.
Well, WBAI, between January and February, as you know, got a gift, a pledge of $100,000.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no, not, I'm talking about on the expense side, the professional service legal.
Yeah, well, on the legal side, WBAI has incurred some legal bills.
Mm-hmm.
Coming, some of them from last fiscal that are due, and some of them are this fiscal. One is a use of the attorney to finish up their union negotiations, Dan Silverman.
Oh, okay.
And he was working with the non-paid staff. He was working on several personnel cases at our night, and some other ones. I don't want to mention too many names.
Right.
His billings are coming through, and even though there was like 4 or 5 months ago, we at the National were offsetting those expenses, and now they're falling due. We had to pay them because they come in every month, but WBI wasn't in a position to be able to pay. So now those bills are coming to you in terms of falling due. That would be it. But as you know, the good news for WBI, which accounts for most of the variance, is that while they had a $100,000 gift, which is for a gift toward their building, even though that's going to come in over 5 years, in accounting we book all of it. So this created a $100,000 difference for WBAI. But cash will continue to be an issue for the station, because if you take out that $100,000, then their annual forecast will be about $45,000, $50,000 at the end of the fiscal. That's the cash they'll have. And that was about where they ended up last year, about $45,000. We have to book all of that $100,000, but that won't be cash, of course, and that's a different.
And it won't be operational cash either way.
It won't be there for operational use, because it'll take 5 years to come in. So I would say the proper interpretation of that, at the end, it's you're projected at $146,000 bottom line, but you take away the $100,000, you end up with a $46,000 bottom line against a budget of $19,000. That's your cash position would be more accurate in terms of your cash position. And so you have to continue to conserve cash and reduce expenses.
Okay. Now you're saying that anonymous donation that we got is part of this income?
Yes, it's part of my February report.
Oh, okay.
But you remember WBI jumps up between January and February, and I'm identifying the reason why.
Oh, okay.
Mostly it's that $100,000 in that building gift. You have to book it. You, under FASB 116, 117, you have to book
right.
pledges in nonprofits.
Right. So, now, is normally the listener support, is it normal, is that a cash basis number, though?
That's a net number, net of expenses, yes.
Okay. So, but that would be actually income collected, not any outstanding listener pledges. But
it's not a pledge.
Right, that's actual cash basis. Okay.
Yes.
Okay, that's it for me. Thank you.
This is Lauren. I was just looking at BAI also, some of the variances, and just a quick question. Looking at the premiums, marathon expenses, premium shipping, that I know that's that would be a direct result of lower revenue, listener income, but you know, you have a nice positive variance there. But then printing subscriptions, what is that? You have a $17,000 negative variance.
Variance, yeah.
We were in WBI?
Yes.
You're in January or you're in February? I'm at February.
I think this is February also.
Yeah. Line 734.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. 734. Well, they increased 734. I'm looking at 734 paid subscriptions, yeah. That's offset by... they're printing and subscriptions. They did, where are they? Just checking something right here. They spent $19,000 of that amount right in the month of February.
Mm-hmm.
So the YTD actual is $19,000. And it looks like in the next drive or so, they'll spend more on printing and subscriptions. Hopefully that will come down. But right now, based on average spending for these drives, that's what their number will be. Hopefully it'll come down and they won't be over by that much. But YTD, they're over by $17,000. As of February, they'd overspent that budget by $17,000. Now, why on the printing and subscriptions?
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to. I know it's the end of the meeting, and maybe I'm just. It's just not registering where printing subscriptions.
I think that the offset is that they booked it in the wrong place. That you've got printing subscriptions with a $17,000 variance, and you've got premiums.
Premiums at 16 positive, right?
Yeah, they're offsetting, and they just booked it, I think.
Okay, yeah, I have those. Okay, thank you. I just wasn't ready.
Can I ask one other quick question, Lonnie?
Please. Yeah.
Go ahead.
I know there was some discussion about us in terms of having an explanation for some of these chart of account lines.
Yes.
Is there any way we could, I mean, I don't want to give you guys more work, but I think that would go a long way. Having a handle as to what's in these accounts. So that, like, as I mentioned before, so that we know that people are consistently posting the same items to the same lines across the network.
Yeah, it's an issue, and some people, each station is different. Some folks are booking it in line A, some in line B. That's why I always look to see what the offset is. This is a good example, and I won't go into many details, but we have had our consultant there at WBAI. And I think that situation will improve in terms of switching these lines, you know, so they will be. But now the issue of what's in them, I think that's a fair, I think the business manager and the GM can and should be able to explain how they're booking their particular mm-hmm. items.
Oh, no. I'm sure they can tell me what's in there, but I'm thinking more towards what should be in there. In other words, for each financial statement line, if there were like a two-line description of this should represent items, expenditures for X, Y, and Z.
Yeah.
So at least when the GM or the business manager shows us what's in there, we can say, well, based on what National says should be recorded in this line, this looks okay or it doesn't look okay. This needs to be reclassified.
Yeah.
Is there any way that...
I had that discussion. You folks have asked for that. I will begin that process. It's just easy to do it at the beginning of a budget process, and then you can have everybody on the same page.
Mm-hmm.
And it's on my list of things for the budget process, but I will try to backtrack and where there are big variances like this one and see if we can't get people on the same page so that it's comparable across stations.
Okay.
I hear the request.
And we can address this at the finance conference call. Also.
Yeah, I'll see what I can do.
Before then. Okay. So we'll put that as an action that you're going to...
I can't promise, but I will definitely have investigated it and see what the possibilities are of standardizing across stations. Not going to have it done, but I'll definitely see what it will take to get it done.
Okay.
Quick question from Brian.
Sure, please.
So, like, I understand we use some slightly different account codes than you do, and you
get
some of them when you present us these financials. At the, you know, at the tail end of the long list of things you're doing, when you're doing the chart of accounts, if there were any easy way to map out how you're reclassing things from the stations into the national line items, that would certainly make it much easier to follow what we get back from you on our end.
Well, we don't actually reclass very much at all. Stations are very proprietary around how they do their books and their accounting, so it's part of the scenario from the take back of the network. Stations develop their own ways of doing the accounting, and we don't reclass much, except the auditor does that. But each station sort of developed their own ways of doing certain kinds of things. We keep it within limits, and the accounts are accurate. But we adapt to the stations, and because in many respects they've developed their own subsystems. But we do need to look at the chart of accounts, see if we can standardize it. But some folks will not want to make the changes. Some folks will want to keep with what they've got. But you've got not just business managers. You've got people in terms of how the director of operations has certain ways in which they report their expenses and how they go into the book. So it does require changes at the station. And that's always difficult because there's several, many people involved. But I will add it to my list of things to look into and see.
But don't you like take some of the extra lines we have and roll them up?
But that's the accounting package that does that.
I see.
And but you see what you do. There's not very much roll up, but you can see you got 1,200 lines of accounting line items. That's a lot of detail. That's almost that's quite a bit of the chart of accounts. And many of them are rolled up. But to unroll them would create a huge county report. That's a different issue than seeing that there's a way to standardize this stuff. Yes, point well taken.
Madam Chair?
Yes.
And Russ?
Yes.
My battery is about gone, and I need to sign off for the evening. I don't know how much longer y'all will be on this, but thank you for everything.
Thank you very much, and I'm not sure that we're not going to be on that much longer. Are there any other questions?
If you want a time check, in Houston it is 10:07.
It's 11:15 in D.C., and I'm going to sign off as well. This is Jane.
Okay, thank you, Jane. Just a quick question. Are there any other discussion points stationed with on the February or January year-to-date financials? The National Finance Committee goals and timeline. I think that what I'll try to do is just go through the issues that we've raised and try to put that in terms of the goals and in terms of the report to the PNB. So I'll try to get that out at the latest by Wednesday. Maybe I can get it before then, and I can get the national office have the packages been sent to LA yet, Lonnie?
Yeah, they were done, I think, Thursday night, Friday morning. We sent them out. They're going to the hotel.
Oh, okay. Well, I don't know. I'll get some copies done. Maybe I can just send them. Okay. Are there any other discussion points on the agenda? Anything about the goals, committee goals, or do I hear a motion to adjourn?
So move. My battery's clicking here, too.
Yeah, I'm exhausted. So there was a motion to adjourn by you?
Okay.
There's a motion to adjourn. I don't hear any objections. So what I'd like to say is good night, and I'll try to get the report out so you can at least get a quick look at it before I present it on the weekend.
Thanks for that.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
All right, good night.
Good night.
Thanks.